This is Be Better Than Your BS with Risha Grant. And around here, we get rid of the BS. Game-changing women, raw stories, real truth about what it takes to lead, win, and stay sane in the process. If you've ever had to fight for your seat at the table, this space is for you. This is Now Media Television. Life and business are about more than titles and wins. They're about how you show up and the culture you create around you. Sports taught me that early, discipline, teamwork, and knowing how to pivot under pressure. And that's why I do this show. I'm Risha Grant, the People's Champ, and I'm here to bring you real conversations with leaders, changemakers, and everyday people who are shaping culture in powerful ways. From analytics to authenticity, today's guest proves that data and disruption can live in the same sentence. Chitra Cannon, founder and CEO of SkinCentric, took her Harvard business background and corporate leadership experience and flipped the script, creating one of the fastest growing clean beauty brands built on transparency, sustainability, and innovation. She's not just changing the skincare game, she's redefining what it means to build a brand with purpose and precision. So today we're talking about what it takes to lead with both heart and hustle, and how trusting yourself might just be the most powerful business strategy of all. This is Be Better Than Your BS. Chitra, thank you so much for being here.
Wow, what a wow, I should say. That is a mind-blowing introduction, and you did awesome. So I'm
Okay. I'm trying to kill my intros.
But that is amazing, and thank you so much. That was a very warm and a powerful welcome.
Yeah, I'm super excited to have this conversation. So before we jump in, I like to start every conversation right here, because let's be real, we all have some BS. So what BS did you have to break through to get to where you are today?
The very first, number one BS that I need to break out is like woman.
Being a woman, yes.
Being a woman, and that's one. And it is okay for a woman to think differently, right? It is okay. And we doesn't need it to fit into our old rules. That's the very big BS that I needed to break. Like, if I wanted to give a story, I'm not going to just point who, where, when, and what. Mm-hmm. But when I was in Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, that time, just because I was a woman, they said, like, it is okay to pay you less because it was a woman. And that's when, in the real world, I felt like being a woman itself is different.
Yes.
And it's okay. We don't need validation. We just need vision is how I started going it. And that was my very first BS to break.
I love that. I love that. And the thing about that one is you have to continue to break it in every room that you walk in.
Oh, yes. You needed to keep proving it to every single one that you meet. And you needed to do it over and over again. It's not just once, right?
No.
You needed to keep on doing it. And everywhere we needed to start. And that's how, from where I was born and where I got into it, I needed to do it multiple times, and I'm doing it still.
I love that, and the world needs that. Like, I feel like as women, we just have to go kick the door in every time. It's no opening the door softly and walking in. It is like, boom, I'm here.
You need to make that voice.
Yes.
It's nothing against men. Like, one thing I could always say, behind every successful man, they say there is a woman.
Yes.
But honestly, behind every successful woman, there is a man. And that is more sounder. There may or may not need to be a woman in man's life, but in woman's life, unfortunately, there needs to be a man, because we are in 2025 and we still talk about women empowerment, women in business, and all that.
Yeah, pay inequity and all of the things. Well, you built this career that is really started with analytics. What mindset allowed you to blend logic and creativity when you actually stepped into entrepreneurship?
One thing I realized is, like, as you know, everything I just validate back with data. Mm-hmm. So one thing is, like, data tells you what is, what if.
Right.
And my other mindset just tells me why. That is, people tells you why.
Mm-hmm.
That's the combination. That's the logic. I just try to take it. And with data, you could able to think through it, like how it could be, what needs it. You have some kind of, instead of just walking into an empty road, you have something to take with you, and that could able to provide you the clarity.
Yeah.
That's how I started saying.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, because when you go into business blindly, or really anything blindly, without knowing the information, without asking the questions, it's gonna take, you can still get there, but it's gonna take a lot longer if you don't sit down and try to figure out who is my market. What does my customer look like? How old are they? You know, all of those things that I think data provides. And it's probably
data could provide, but honestly, I came into like beauty and me, like I'm not even good at makeup. I'm in that way. Okay. So beauty and me was like very, very far away. I walked into an industry which I had no connection at all. The only thing is like I did go with my intuition and a dream just started in my house in a couch is where I started following it. Okay. Data was the behest behind it. So when I walked in, I don't know the industry, what it is, but one thing I was sure, it's okay to think differently.
Yes.
Because success to everyone means different things.
Right.
And to me, it could be completely different. I just wanted to try it. I just wanted to, instead of thinking way back and saying, you know, I could have done this, instead of, I don't want to regret in my life.
Right.
I just wanted to keep moving with whatever I feel like doing. I just wanted to take that bold, and I'm a risk taker, which you would have figured out by now. So when I walked into an industry where I had no clue, where I don't have any background in it, only thing I believed in, one in myself, and then second is data. It's like probably me being an analytics student, at any given point, I felt like if I need data, I know exactly how to get it. So let me jump in the water. Then probably I can learn swimming is how I had it with the data mindset.
So let's talk about the makeup business. What made you decide I need to do this makeup line? Why was it important to you?
Honestly, a little correction. I didn't do the makeup. I tried to do it differently.
Okay.
I have said this in several several interviews or meetings. A to Z, if you take those alphabets, there are every single alphabet are numerous brands. So when I wanted to do it, as first my story is like I needed to convince myself why I'm doing it and what am I going to do it differently as something that I started asking this. So everyone needed makeup. It is not for anything else. It gives us a confidence. It gives us that insecurities can be covered and it is how I see. And if you walk into a room full of people, if you are not good or if you're not dressed up that well, somewhere there is a connection between the confidence and how the way you look.
For sure.
It
yes, 100%.
So when I was not too good at it, I wanted to feel like the skin needs to glow better. And then I started chasing that with a clean and natural way. So I incorporated, everybody wants a lipstick. And then I came up with a version that it is not a lipstick, but it can give you that cool thing. Then everybody wants that foundation to cover the flaw. I was thinking like how I could able to clear the flaw. So those are the things I started.
So it wasn't about covering it, it was about clearing it.
Like let's exactly.
Okay, we really have to talk about that probably off off camera, because I would love to know more about how you get the glow up without the makeup. I'm so tired of wearing makeup. Even though I'm sure your line is amazing, I get tired of putting it on every day.
Yes, and it is not that there is a myth, right? Like there is a myth that you, in order to be good and glowing, you needed to wear layers. No, that's not true. Like it's not even, just because I have 40 SKUs, I don't recommend everybody to apply all serum on top of it, right? That's not the case.
Right.
You needed one or two, but you need to know which one you needed for your skin and then get it cleaned up. You are whether out of bed or you're just brushing your teeth or if you're going to a party, I want every single time of the day to look your skin at its best. That's what I see.
Well, I'm looking forward to trying your products. So what part of your upbringing or early experience taught you to see opportunity where others saw risk?
First, just like without taking risk, I don't think you can take any step forward. So to me, what really taught me is like dare to dream. That's number one.
Yeah.
And then every entrepreneurs do have fear. That's the underlying.
Yes.
In case of it, because here money comes into play.
Yeah.
So when we wanted to put in money, then fear automatically comes in. So every entrepreneurs do have fears, but only thing that I did different is like I didn't let my fear hold me up. Instead, it let me drive in. That's how I see. So as a kid, when I was just growing up, it's like I don't dare to take that risk. Meaning is like if something tells you, it's two things. One is like now I have data with me. Olden days when I just grew up, it's just intuition. It has to tell you from here.
Yes.
You have to believe in yourself. Something tells me, yes, I need to go start doing it. Believe in your intuition.
Yeah.
And that is something I
started
learning.
And you have more than just the makeup line. I mean, you have what, four schools?
Yes.
and what are the schools? Yeah.
People ask me, do I really sleep? And the answer is very simple. I don't. I know I do hear this from everybody, my friends and family. You need to take care of yourself. I said, yes, I'm doing it. And then the other question is like, how are you still looking so good when you're not
getting enough sleep? I was about to say that.
Magic is concentric, obviously, because if I'm doing a brand, if I'm not using it, then to me, exactly. I'm not true to myself. So
exactly.
I have to believe in what I'm doing. Those mm-hmm. are the two things. Yes, I do have other things. As part of my group of business, I own 4 learning academies in Dallas and Texas area.
Okay.
And it's called Kids Are Kids. That's a franchisee and I have it. So from each of my sector, I learn different things. From my childcare, I learned about empathy. Mm-hmm. And they are the bigger reason even for my skincare. So whatever I do, my construction business is there. And that tell me, and the real estate tell me that, to be a good negotiator, which
yes.
is needed. So
yes.
everything lead in life from one to another
is there one that you enjoy most?
No, because the reason is if there is something that I don't enjoy, I don't do it. That's my style. If I don't go just because I need to do, I don't do anything like that. It has to be a passion. If something is stopping me from that passion, then probably I'll be closing the business down. But everything is a connection. Like me being there, I do know how many special kids are there. Then it gives me data to pull in. What is really causing it? Is it food? Is it cosmetics? Mm-hmm. All that. So every different sectors that I'm in, it mm-hmm. gave me a connecting dots to where I am today.
Okay, so everything comes together mm-hmm. for you. Well, it's good that you're in a place, though, that you're not doing something that you don't like, because I think that's also a part of the entrepreneurial journey. You get in it and you see that there are so many things that you have to do that you absolutely hate doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like I spent 15 years in PR. If I ever write another press release, it will be too soon. Like, I don't ever want to do that again.
Uh-huh.
So you get to some of these places, and the good thing is you grow, you hire, and you get people to put people in places that they love.
Yes.
And, you know, so.
So there is two ways, right? Like if you don't like something absolutely, then don't stop doing it. But if it is something that it is, you're lazy or you do not have time to do it, you know how to do it
mm-hmm.
and you are okay doing it, it is not this your absolute plus. And as you said, probably hire somebody for it because it
yeah.
would be a piece of your puzzle to be where you are today.
Exactly. So. See, that's what I love, the mindset behind the moves. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Chitra Cannon, founder and CEO of SkinCentric.
Hold up, we're just getting started. More truth, more strategy, and less BS. Coming up next on Be Better Than Your BS, right here on Now Media Television. This is Be Better Than Your BS with Risha Grant, and around here, we get rid of the BS.
Welcome back to Be Better Than Your BS. Want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to Be Better Than Your BS and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, you can also catch the podcast version right from our website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. Mindset is everything, because before you can build anything big, you've got to build you. Now that we know where that drive came from, let's talk about how she turned it into something real. It's time for the play, the big moves, the bold risk, and the breakthrough moments that built SkinCentric. So as you know, or you may not know, but as most people know, I always say personal culture is the vibe you bring in when you bring in the room when you walk in, and the impact that you leave behind you. That mix of how you see yourself and how others experience you. So who did you have to become from your own personal culture standpoint to create all that you created and have that actually lead to success?
Believing in yourself.
Yes.
That is not what I was. Like as a child, when I just have to grow, just growing up as a child,
yeah.
Like in my parents, right? Like right. wherever it is, everything was very easy. I don't have to ask for it. I don't have to struggle
mm-hmm.
for anything. So life was very smooth, and we would have that mindset. When you are in that comfortable zone,
mm-hmm.
and if you get anything, you would just grow with that. So I didn't have much exposure to the outside world.
Okay.
It's all I know is just the family. Mm-hmm. But when you come, when you put in, from that time in teen, I moved to US.
Okay.
And what taught me is like, no matter who you are, what your background is, or where you come from, you needed to prove to every single one you see in life to go up. Right.
Yes.
So that personal culture, not believing it in yourself, like coming up with a very cozy environment, suddenly put into a kind of ocean life of thing, just where you needed to see it, to build up that confidence, to believe in yourself. Yes, you can do it. Yes,
how do you
could
actually
do it.
Get there? Because so many people, especially women, they don't ever get that confidence, right? There are so many things from imposter syndrome to just having others in your life not believing you, which is super important to you being able to believe in yourself. But what were the things that you actually did that if I'm watching this and I say, I do not believe in myself, but I know it's important, what do I do?
I have always said the story multiple times. Uh-huh. It's like, women are like elephants. I say that. Not in size.
Okay.
Don't go it.
Like, don't start
don't,
anything
don't start
here, Chitra. Okay?
Yes, not in size. What I did, it is like, If people know me, they would have at least heard this once.
Okay.
And in my past interview, they asked, like, we wanted to know it. So I'm going to, because this audience is different, so I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
Is elephants are always, you would have seen way back in countries or even in zoo, if it isn't a big thing, it would be open.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is an open setting, all it takes is there would be a chain or something tied to elephant's leg.
Mm-hmm.
And then the elephants believe that is what holding you up. But
yeah.
It doesn't know its strength.
Exactly.
Likewise, we women, we do not know our strength, is
right.
How I see. And every time when we are comparing to a man or any relationship, it could be a sibling relation, it could be a partner, it could be a mom and not mom, I'm sorry, dad and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
We all think why the other person is not understanding it.
Right.
One thing, please get it, women are different, men are different.
Yes.
Their brains are way too different. The way that women think is they go left to right in just span of a second. But men, the way they think, it is like they just think only through the left brain or through the right brain.
Yes.
It doesn't zigzag. And
there
is a reason. So when we are overthinking, first we needed to say, I'm overthinking. Just talk to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Look yourself in the mirror. Things comes up slow. You asked me the right question, how they could able to train. You cannot develop this overnight. You cannot just sleep as one person, wake up as another person next day. But you needed to train yourself.
Yes.
Just like how you cannot overnight go and run in a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
But first is believe in yourself and then think, this is where I want it to be. And take small steps. Start having that confidence, build it. I always say confident is a skill set. It doesn't come. You need it to build on it.
It
first
is
like, when you know that you're going to do it, there would be so many people around you will pull you down. Will say, hey, you're a woman, you can't do it. You cannot take risks. You are not good with numbers. You cannot be successful. If you go out, there are so many people that's going to cheat you.
Mm-hmm.
So you may not able to do this. You do not have right exposure. These are the only words we'll be listening over and over again.
And it does take a while. I had one of my best friends say, since I've known you, you've done affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, does it really work? And I said, well, I can honestly say that every affirmation that I've said over these 10, 15 years that I've been doing it, it happened. It took a long time to happen, but it happened and I feel better. You know, because all of the negativity that is around you, that's even in your own brain that tells you can't do it, you have to constantly combat it. So I agree with what you're saying. It takes a long time even to manifest the manifestation of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And one thing, you know what? You needed that right person. If you are there, that's the reason I have taken up this mentorship. If I could able to help out my woman there, woman out there, I wanted to there. Because I know the power of not being it. Luckily, my family was there.
Mm-hmm.
They supported. Even though you are a superstar, even though you believe you are a superstar, if you don't have that one other person with you that saying you are a superstar, we can't go anywhere else.
Yes.
So be there, like somehow a bestie, a friend, a partner, or someone should be there to walk you in that journey, to give you that confidence whenever you go low.
Yes.
So go and look for that person. You don't need a room full of people to support you, to cheer you up.
Right.
You needed that. All you needed is one person.
Yes.
If that one person could say, you are doing great, just walk in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So first look for that one person who is there in your life, and then with the help of that person, start chasing your dreams. That's how I say.
I love that. I love that. So share with us, what was that big move or that big risk that you had to take that became the play that changed the game?
Big move is like, I always say that, right? It's like doing it different. It is, you have to trust, belief is one thing. It's not that you are doing something out of it. It is just that whatever you're presenting it, the opposite person should also believe in it. Mm-hmm. How you're doing it. It's not just, I said back in my previous conversation with you, I was just saying data gives what if.
Right.
People gives why. Right?
Okay.
So when you could able to do that validation, when you start believing in it, you don't wanted it complete marketing and all that. First is like, if there is a proven thing, you needed to gain that trust. And then that comes in, and that's what would take it.
Okay. I'm sitting here thinking, because I'm always trying to think from the perspective of, okay, if I'm in business, right, mm-hmm. and business is challenging, as we've said, what is that thing, though, what was the risk that, or give me a real situation in one of your businesses where you're like, if I don't do this, like, I don't know if I should do this because everything may fold. Or, you know, if I do this, this could take me to the next level. What was that for you?
One thing is like, I didn't chase trends.
Chasing strengths?
No, trend.
Okay.
Like if something is very trendy,
yes.
I didn't go and chase it. Rather, I was just investing because trend is a short live.
Yes.
Okay, today something could become viral, tomorrow something with it. That consistency is what was
right.
just making it. So I felt like believing in the products, what goes in there, is it really giving the true results is one thing. So rather than me getting in trends and rather than me focusing on the marketing, I started believing in strategy. Mm-hmm. I always say strategies make you.
Yes.
When you are emotionally connected, it breaks you. So I started following the strategies. I didn't chase the trends. I started believing in quality, efficacy, clean. What are all the things that's not there? I was focusing on that while everyone else was like more about sales, selling a bottle. It's not like selling another bottle to it. They could buy you once because you are selling it or because it is trendy. They're not going to come behind you again.
Yeah.
So gaining that loyal customers was my biggest thing. And I was focusing more on what goes inside the bottle rather than selling the bottle. Did I make it right?
Yes. I love what you said about emotion.
Uh-huh.
Because one of the things I heard another speaker say is that our feelings are not facts. And I've been using that because it's so easy to like feel like, no, I feel this way and this is real. And it may be real for you,
uh-huh.
that feeling, but it's not a fact. It may not line up with what's actually happening. So when you said, I don't go on emotion,
mm-hmm.
I think that's so big because sometimes you have to sit back.
Oh,
and
yes.
I had a friend tell me I was really upset about something and I wanted to send this email, I wanted to shoot this email off, but I had enough presence of mind to send it to somebody I trusted. And she said, sit on this for 24 hours because you're doing this out of emotion.
I have learned from my mistake. I still consider myself as a work in progress.
Yeah,
I'm not
too.
Where
me
I
too.
Wanted it. Maybe if I look back what I was 10 years back and what I am now, mm-hmm. yes, a big difference. People could see a difference on it.
Right.
I was doing based on emotions, and I still do that mistake within my own family.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody hurts me, if something didn't go right, I stop expecting. But at the same time, if something didn't go right way, to my family, I'd be emotional because it is okay to break within your family, but you cannot
right.
break outside. So that's the code. The strategy makes you, emotion breaks you. That's how I see.
That is one that y'all need to pay attention to. So skin-centric principles, people first, excellence, sustainability, and inclusivity, they sound simple, but require discipline. How do you make those values come alive every day?
Integrity is my very first thing that I put everything on the top. With
yes.
that, then everything came up. The reason is whenever I started it, the very first question that I have seen, as I said, I was not in this industry. So when I was applying, reaching out to the retailers and stuff, they were always so narrowed on, okay, who is going to, this is for who, which color, which group,
mm-hmm.
or who are your target markets mm-hmm. or who are your target customer. That's when I felt like skin-centric is not for any one thing. Inclusivity, that's the reason I did
right.
say. Because I don't want it to target just one group. Just because, as I said, I'm not here to sell anything. I'm here to make a difference.
Yes.
Is what I really believed in. So every single one, way back, like as a kid, when we are just growing up, you all would have been known. Every single day when you go to a shower, you would just see the exact body wash or whatever soap you are using.
Yeah.
And if that goes on, you would have the exact same thing now. Why? Because we were so loyal way back then to one brand.
Yes.
And that's all they know. Or when our parents putting that list for that month, they just put the exact toothpaste, exact soap. They were not having that much.
Right.
Today, our kids, they would ask so many things. They would look for something blue today and then they will ask for it tomorrow, something else.
Yes.
So when I looked at it, I felt like that inclusivity, something giving up clean, something natural without chemicals. Mm-hmm. Like there are so many issues that skin is constantly getting, and even food is not that good now. So when food itself is not that good, like cosmetics, whatever chemicals goes in there. So I started narrowing it down one by one, like giving up with clean and stuff, having that inclusivity for everybody.
Okay. Now you've made some serious power plays, but what I love most is how you did it with purpose. Now let's slow it down and talk about what all of this means, not just for you, but for anybody watching who's ready to build, grow, or reinvent themselves. Next up is the post game, where we turn lessons into the real playbook. So Chitra, before we move on, where can people go to connect with you?
One thing, anybody who sends me a request in LinkedIn, if not me, my personal assistant will be, one thing I have instructed her, anybody who gives a request to accept it. I don't see who it is, what, and sometimes there would be many lining up. LinkedIn is the best way to connect it.
Okay.
Of course, they are not going to do it. I always say I'm a ping away. It's not that next minute they are going to get an answer, but if whoever reaches out, you would get an answer and I could be that mentor. And I would be in outside in all different programs. I'm not a very big social media person.
Right.
Though my other things does, LinkedIn is number one is where they could able to connect. Or they could send an email at contact@skincentric.com.
Perfect.
One of us would be doing.
We will be right back.
Hold up, we're just getting started. More truth, more strategy, and less BS. Coming up next on Be Better Than Your BS. Right here on Now Media Television. This is Be Better Than Your BS with Risha Grant, and around here, we get rid of the BS.
Welcome back to Be Better Than Your BS. We've talked about the beginnings and the big plays, so now it's time for the post game, where we slow it down, reflect, and share the real playbook for anyone out there trying to make their mark. You've built success in both the corporate and entrepreneurial spaces. What's one mindset shift that helped you transition from employee to CEO?
I don't have to wait for decisions.
Yes.
So that is a big shift, right? Like as an employee, you needed some approvals. You needed, you are not the decision maker.
Exactly.
Even though for your own thing, you always needed to wait for a decision from validation from others.
Yeah.
As a CEO, you don't.
You don't.
That is a big mindset shift. And I liked about it, but it comes with a responsibility.
Yes.
That's how I see. It's like, if you're doing good, pat on your back. If you're doing awful, that is also something you needed to know. That's how I see.
Yes, and I think that's important for CEOs to everywhere to really internalize is that you're not gonna get everything right and that's okay. You know, that is fine. Be transparent, let your employees know so that everybody can get better together.
Yes, but one thing I was doing it in both ways is like being a true leader. It's not just about your growth. It's not about just your personal thing.
Right.
It's about the team. So, and it's about people around you. It's about who you're working with.
Servant leadership. I think it is, I think it's super important. I mean, servant leadership is, I'm serving you as your leader so that you can be better, so that we can then accomplish the goals that we have for this company. But it's about more than the job. It's about them as a person. Do you have that approach with your team or with your employees? Like, how are you personally?
Definitely. I think I have always been that, and that's how I've been, no matter whether it is in a corporate setup or my own setup. One thing I could say with a pride is, whoever I have worked in the back, whoever has been with my team in my corporate world, have all quit their corporate jobs and have followed me to stand by me and
made
that thing. That's a lot, right? Like even when we started corporate, it's like six figures, getting all that, a settled stuff, a big company name to go with it, big corporate. Like giving up all that and coming, just joining something kind of a startup when SkinCentric started was not a joke. But they believed in it. They felt like with you, it doesn't feel like you... Don't show that boss attitude. That's not going to take you anywhere. It's like you could be stuff. People are not going to always... Money is always not a motivating factor.
Right.
It's like, are you satisfied with the work? Are you being happy? And is that giving you that comfort that you wanted to be in there? Is it giving you that peace of mind? Is what, as an employee, folks will look for. If you give that to your team, I think getting work done, they would start seeing that as your thing. Is what I always believe. It's like team, and I share my success with my team. And if anything goes on, I take that as my responsibility to do it. It's just making them.
From your breadth of experience with all of these companies that you started, when you decide to start a new company, what's the first thing that you think about? If I'm an entrepreneur and I'm watching this and I'm saying, I want to start something, what should I do first?
Your first is like having a solidifying idea. It's a very big thing. You don't, is there an idea that sits in your mind for more than a month? Then probably you should go for it. The reason is every day people wake up with different ideas.
Yes.
Based on what they are going to bed with, what the dream comes or what they are looking at, they would have different ideas popping up their mind every now and then. If that's going to happen, you're not going to start anywhere else.
Right.
Lock the idea first, because locking idea is very crucial. People think, oh, I get so many ideas. I'm not short of ideas. Coming up with ideas is easy. Implementing is hard. But no, it's not. Implementing is easy because you have a strong idea of, you know, have a vision of where you're going to go. So one thing I just tell people is like, dream big, dream right.
Yeah, dream right.
Dream right. It's like, I cannot be an scientist or I cannot do a rocket. It's just because I wanted to dream it, but you needed to work for it. It's a long way. I'm not saying you're not going to be there, but it's a long way. So dream right and have a concrete idea of, this is what it's going to happen. This is what it's going to take from A to Z. And then you can start working on it.
How do you, from a funding standpoint, because that's another thing with entrepreneurs, it's so difficult to find funding. Now, I think there's more out there for entrepreneurs than there's ever been. I started 27 years ago, there was nothing, right, except going to the bank and asking for a loan or going to family and friends. So there's a lot more things out there. But from a funding standpoint, what's something that entrepreneurs should be thinking about?
In my situation, I myself was an investor, so the funding thing really didn't kick in. And SkinCentric is like 100% debt-free. I have not taken any loans. But as you rightly said, most of the ideas stop when the funding things kick in.
Right.
One thing I would say is like, when I started, I was a one-man army. So there are so many things that you can do just by yourself. In case if you're finding any missionaries, or if you're... like a business is something that you are dependent on somebody else to do, that is different. But in case if there are things you can do on so many things, and things are changing. If you have a good business proposal, there are a lot of areas like where investors like are ready to invest on it.
Right.
And you needed to have a right approach. But how do you have an approach? You needed to have a clear business proposal.
Exactly.
So no things that say, this is my idea, then they would go with. When they are pitching in, it is not always about you. When you're pitching in with an investor, have this. This is a very important thing. It should be a win-win.
Right.
End of it, when an investor coming in, they always look from their point, it's like, what is in for me?
Right.
It's how their mindset. Unfortunately, when you don't have the funding, you're looking for it there. If it is a bank, they're going to think, okay, how much interest I'm going to get?
Exactly.
If you're looking for an investor, okay, what am I going to meet? That's how the mindset. So prepare a business plan. It is like where it is in win-win, and prepare your pitches that way, and have a clear strategy and a vision with the data around it. This is what it is. And the first thing is like, no idea is new.
Yes,
trust
exactly.
Me, no idea is
exactly.
New. There is already something that someone have made it.
Right.
You have to say what is so unique about you and what is missing in the existing version that you're going to solve. Or what problem you're going to solve.
Right.
Come up with that way. So put your problems first, what solutions you're going to do first, then you approach it. And many people miss that. Hey, immediately they jump into numbers. Me being an investor, I have seen it. They just come up with numbers. Oh, this is what I'm going to do. In 1 year, I'm going to be $1 million. And then in 10 years, it's going to be 10. I said, like, okay, what underlying data you have?
Yes.
It's all good. But things doesn't work. This is A. Already Z is doing so popular, and it is out selling there. So
Well, and I think if you've never had a business before, you go in pie in the sky, and so you're just like, yeah, I'm gonna make a million that first year, and then I'm just going here. And business is not that. You know, you're probably gonna lose money for those first few years before you start making money. And I think that's more realistic for banks and investors.
Yes.
Let's be real about
about what this looks like. It is not always about money too. Do not look for money is one thing I would say. The reason is success to everyone is different. Mm-hmm. For some is like getting it out, it is solving a problem, or if you're just serving for the people or for the community comes in place. So it's not always about money too. You need it to keep the pitch. When you do other foundation strong, mm-hmm. money is a factor, is how I consider.
Yeah, that's good for people to hear, because it's all about money. How am I gonna do this? How am I gonna do it? But here's an investor that cares more about what you're doing. So we have a couple of minutes left. So I wanna ask you this question here. We have a couple of minutes left. So the clean beauty market is exploding. What do you see as the next big opportunity in this space?
Innovation. Innovation with clean is what I think everybody is looking for. And that is what is missing. If you see, initially there used to be a lot of other products. One or two is what they would say clean, natural. It would have filled up one small area of the shelf. Now, as mm-hmm. you said, it's exploding. Everybody wants clean, everybody doing it. So with the right innovation, with the scientific efficacy, is what is gonna kill. And that is what is next.
I love that. And I know we don't even have time to get into this, but some of the things you and I were talking about before is some of the health reasons for mm-hmm. clean makeup and clean everything, right?
Yeah.
But there are so many things that happen to our bodies from not using products that are clean. So I'm gonna probably jump into that a little bit in this next one. But finally, how do you stay better than your BS as you continue to grow and evolve?
I think I've answered it. Probably I'm just trying to do it. Put your fear behind.
Yes.
So I have said belief so many times. So maybe I think even the viewers wanted to hear something different. So just walk with the pride and just be happy with whatever you're doing. End of it, you can chase all this. But if you're not happy truly, then all this doesn't make any sense.
It's not worth it.
It's what I would say. Just put your fear behind. Just be happy. It could take anything. It doesn't. Money is not always going to bring happiness.
No, it doesn't.
So,
it doesn't.
Or if I or the person who doesn't have a thing, when it is needed is what is needed. So just be happy. Be kind. Spread positivity. Spread love. And everything else will fall in its place. That's how I see
that
it.
That is a great way to end. You have just been given the playbook for your success. Take this invaluable information and follow the dream in your heart. Up next, it's a lightning round.
Yeah, for it.
Hold up, we're just getting started. More truth, more strategy, and less BS. Coming up next on Be Better Than Your BS, right here on Now Media Television. This is Be Better Than Your BS with Risha Grant. And around here, we get rid of the BS.
Welcome to Be Better Than Your BS. Want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to Be Better Than Your BS and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, you can also catch the podcast version right from our website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. I'm here with Chitra Cannon, CEO and founder of Skin Citric and so many other amazing businesses. Okay, it's time for the lightning round. This is a fun, quick fire, and it's also just a way to get to know you a little bit better personally.
Yeah.
So one word that best describes your leadership style. Okay, one word that best describes your leadership style.
I think go-getter.
Go-getter. Yes, you have to do that in leadership. Coffee, tea, green juice, or something stronger?
All three. Okay. Depends on my mood and the season.
What's one morning habit that sets the tone for your day?
Straighten things. Clear mind. That's what I think. I don't wake up with so many things run in my mind. I just wake up clear. I think, look for a new day.
Tell me how to do that, because my mind goes off at 4 a.m. It's just like, hey, Risha. And
one thing I would just say, if I could just take a minute in it, it's like no 2 days are the same. if you met. If you're super happy today, there is no guarantee you're going to be happy tomorrow.
Right.
If you're super sad today, the same goes there. So the way that I just wake up, it's a new day, it's a new beginning, is how I see, and that's the mindset. And I don't travel in any emotions. Now I have trained to do that. Mm-hmm. Initially, I was not that way, but now I have trained to be. Do not travel in any emotion more than 30 minutes. It's a waste of time.
Okay.
That's one thing, is how I see.
Okay. So, is there something you do to get out of that emotion?
Oh, yes.
So if you're angry or you're sad?
I'm angry, people do know me like I'm a tortoise. They have seen me that. What does tortoise does? In case if it is super happy, it just goes inside the shell. Mm-hmm. I do the exact same thing. I just unwind, I just go inside. And I sit like, is it really worth it? Is it like, there would be somebody who would gossiping around you. Mm-hmm. You're not going to please everybody.
Right.
We would think sometimes it's own family, they sometimes bogs you down.
Right.
They would say some words to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that I take it and process, it's okay. It's okay. They are. When you start putting on their shoes and look for it, maybe they are undergoing so much.
Mm-hmm.
Why you be a better person, is how I see. So I don't travel in any emotion more than 30 minutes. If I just cry, I said like, I better go for a drive, maybe get it, or just play with the kids, or I watch fish. When you look at fish, they say your mind would become calm.
When you look at fish?
Yes, fish swimming inside the fish tank. That's the
reason. I might need to buy a fish tank.
Yes, I have a fish tank in all my four schools. So the kids, I have seen so many kids that they would be running out of classroom, they are uncontrolled. All I do is like bring them, just make them sit in front of it. I just put some turtle and all that. When they look at it, they forget that thing. You just try it yourself.
Okay, y'all, fish. That's the thing. You got to see fish in the tank swimming around. I'm going to try that.
You can. But if you have seen, there is depression. In case if there is a depression, there is a habit. People say they overeat. Or when there is too much depression, I think they go and shop crazy. Why? Is it just the diverting, right? Mm-hmm. Like I try to do things different. I don't even want it to spend that much of time.
Yeah.
So all emotions, 30 minutes, it's just waste of time. Mm-hmm. Try walking out of a problem. You may not be successful on day one, but I'll tell you, in 2 weeks, you will be a complete different person. So when I start in my morning, it's a whole new day.
Okay.
I just don't take anything, my bed or anything. It could be a big fight.
I'm telling you, I gotta try the fish thing. I'm gonna try the fish thing
and
let you know.
Just look at it and try and keep me posted. Just send me comments on that.
I might have to go by a store and look in it for a second until I buy one.
Or just have a beta. It's a zero maintenance, a fighter fish. It could just stay even in a cup. So look at it.
What's a business book or podcast that changed how you think?
There are several. I did see like Simon and like many. I do take quotes, right? Like I do take a lot of quotes and is what I do. And then I keep changing. It's not that I'm sticking to one.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps changing. Kill your fears are my latest quote that I did find from someone, which I did go.
Okay. The best piece of advice you've ever received?
Do not shrink your dream to fit in your comfort zone.
Ooh, do not shrink your dream to fit in your comfort zone.
Yes.
Gosh, that's big.
That's big.
Because I love that,
you don't want
big.
It to dream because this is what your comfort zone is. I have only $10,000 and I wanted to dream some, think of some business that I can do within this $10,000. That is shrinking within your comfort zone.
Yes, very much so. And I think it's so easy to get there, especially when you, I mean, it took me a long time to build to a multiple million-dollar company. And I think I had some trauma from that. And so I really do have to work hard to think outside of what that current circumstance looks like. And I think so many other people have that issue as well, because it was so difficult from a funding standpoint to get there.
Yes.
So I absolutely love what you just said.
Thank you.
What is your favorite skin-centric product and why?
I have a couple, but my personal favorite is, it's not a lipstick.
It's the lipstick. Okay.
It's the lipstick. It's not a lipstick, but that's what it is. The reason is, after getting it, I have all top brands lipstick from my past. But after this, I kind of stopped everything.
Okay. Because what's so special about it?
It's based on the pH level. It is actually not a lipstick, but it is with your pH and other argan, avocado oil and all that. What it does is once you put it on, your lips change colors.
Oh,
it's transfer proof and it does color stay.
Okay.
So when I just, all I have to do it is glide in once and it helps me moisture and everything. So all in one, it gives you color. It gives you the collagen it needs, and then it stays
hydrated. What if you don't like the color your pH is?
Then you need to look for something else. Subtle natural clean, I'm but you can put something see, yeah. something else as no, what I
I'm
did see.
I'm interested to see. That's just from the standpoint of curiosity. It's like, I would love to see that. So what's one beauty or skincare myth that you want to bust once and for all?
Layering. Stop layering. They think the more product you use, there is a myth that more good you're going to look.
Yeah.
That's not true. All you needed is one or two.
Yes.
You don't need
it. Because we've
all
seen women with way too much makeup on. Mm-hmm. And you're just, and I'm always trying to, I don't want to touch my face and it's on my fingers. And that's happened sometimes. And it's like, you know, all of a sudden you touch your pants or something and you're just, you know, so I get it. I'll wait till we get off air because I'm like, I'm sitting here thinking about some other like makeup stuff. So anyway, analytics or intuition, what do you trust most when you're making decisions?
It's blend, I would say. It's analytics. It is a good, like, it's kind of a dictionary or a bookkeeping where you could able to do the reference. But intuition comes in. It just tells you. Because you are living, breathing, walking, sleeping with what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So you would exactly know, hey, something else is not going to look good. But you have a data behind it. So I would say it's a combination.
How are you sure? And this is honestly a personal question because of everything I've gone through this year. I hear and, you know, I feel these things, but then I'm like, am I just wanting this to happen? Is this like really something that I'm feeling or is it just the circumstances around me?
Can I say, like, people do take a step back when they see failure.
Yes.
That is common out all.
For sure.
But can I say, me sitting here in this place, I have come through a lot of failures. Sometimes, yes. it's repetitive. Mm-hmm. Like you would feel like you are successful, you are the top star, and then something happens, it crashes you, knocks you down. And don't scared to start anything from zero.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what life is. And I wouldn't say that, I don't sit and say, oh my God, life is not fair to me. Mm-hmm. I don't say that because, is it really not fair to you?
You would see so many. Well, you have to put it in perspective, yeah.
Yes. It's what it is, and that's where I say, it's okay to fail, because for every failure teaches you a lesson, and it will make us more stronger is how I see.
I do believe that, although I am so tired of getting stronger.
Trust me, that's life.
Yes, I know.
So no single one is happy.
What is your favorite part of being a CEO?
Ooh, decision making, I would say. It's just that
then
goes
what's
in
the
there.
Hardest part that nobody talks about?
Responsibility. It's not just you.
Lot.
There are a lot of other families as employees
depending
working
on
for you,
depending
on me.
Yeah.
If I'm not strong, if I'm not going to be successful, it's like if you are an employee, if you work for somebody else, you are responsible only for your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you make mistake, it's just your life.
Yes.
You are putting only your family in risk.
Mm-hmm.
As a CEO, if you do something, you are risking other families around
you. And you're so right. I remember I grew my company. I had about 12, 13 employees, which was really big for me at the time. And I was looking around the office, and instead of feeling all this happiness, like, wow, I did this, it was almost like, oh my gosh, I'm responsible for all these people and their homes and their cars and their houses and you know, just trying to, like, it was almost overwhelming.
Yeah.
But then I was able to go back and say, but this was the dream you had and you built it.
And that makes you run. Like, for me, with all my schools, my teachers and stuff, more than 500 employees are dependent on me and their families lies on what I do.
Yes.
So that gives me a boost to run better and then to be a better boss for them.
If you could go back and redo one business decision, what would it be?
Maybe could have taken it a little slow. Enjoyed life more as a stuff, because I've always been that person, keep doing it. And I was doing my master's on the side and I was doing my entrepreneurship. I was into corporate. It was all about that. I didn't take my own personal. And in that way, it's not that I'm not a social. Whoever I mingle, I do it. Maybe time is something I would probably take more for myself.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Finish this sentence. Being better than your BS means?
Be you.
I love that. Well, Chitra, this has been amazing. Tell us one more time where people can find you online.
They can reach me through contact@skincentric.com or LinkedIn. I open on this TV channel and making it, every single invitation I get in my LinkedIn are accepted, 100%.
You got to take advantage of that. From spreadsheets to serums, Chitra Cannon has shown us what happens when you stop waiting for permission and start leading with conviction. She's proof that strategy and soul can work hand in hand, and that purpose-driven leadership doesn't mean losing your edge. So if you take one thing from today, let it be this. Your data may guide you, but your belief will build you. Chitra, thank you for showing us how to be bold, be intentional, and of course, be better than your BS. Until next time, y'all, keep doing the work, keep showing up real, and remember, better people create better cultures.